Your host, Jeff Ostry. Welcome to Cells of Consciousness. For this episode, what is self-image? What you can see when you look into the mirror and how you picture yourself in your mind is your self-image. I'll say this again. What you see when you look in the mirror and how you picture yourself in your mind is your self-image. According to this book, Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Waltz, Discovery of Self-Image and the Field of Creative Personality. The aim of self-image psychology is not to create a fictitious self that is all-powerful, arrogant, egoistic, and all-important. Such an image is as inappropriate and unrealistic as the inferior image of self. Our aim is to find the real self and to bring our mental images of ourselves more in line with the objects represented by our goals or objective. Self-image is based on our perceptions of reality, that is, that it is built over a lifetime and continues to change as we change. Of course, everything changes. So all the programming from our parents, relatives, friends, institutions, and our surrounding environment help shape that image we have. It's very important to unprogram those images that are negative, poor, self-sabotaging, does not reflect your true self, and devaluates your moral integrity. We must develop a new imprint to create a fresh and desired self-image, a mental reshaping of the mind, moving from the old self to the new self. We must consciously choose our thoughts, consistently expose our mind to newer way of thinking, and regularly expose ourselves to new environment we want to create. If we do it enough, very soon we will start seeing and feeling differently about ourselves. That way we will internalize a new self-image of ourselves and becoming the person we want to become. With a new self-image of ourselves, we'll think of ourselves as a different person, as a person who can achieve the goals or objectives. See yourself overcoming any obstacles, eliminating inner conflict, and having oneness with you and source. And then you start performing at your highest level to reach your goals or objectives faster. How you see yourself now, how you perceive or think of yourself in your community, in the village, in the city, in the country, globally, mean how you see yourself internally and externally. Your perception on others and the world around you. What you would like to be in life. Your ideal self, your dream job, your lifestyle, behavior, attitude, how you carry yourself. How you perceive yourself. Who are you? What are you? How you got here? Where are you going? What's your mission in life? Your self-image makes up your self-concept. Also related to self-esteem. Have respect and positive feeling about yourself. These images of yourself are built over time. These self-images can be very positive, giving a person confidence in their thoughts, actions, or negative, making a person doubtful of their capabilities and ideas. Having a good view about yourself, how you evaluate yourself, your appearance, your personality, intelligence, skills, morally, ethically, and sexually. Are you an attractive person? Are you an interesting person? Are you a desirable person? Are you a happy person? Are you a pleasant person? Are you a healthy person? Do you believe in yourself? Do you know yourself? Thinking of how others think of you. Stay away from negative self-images. Seeing yourself unattractive, uninteresting, unpleasant, unintelligent person, calling yourself stupid, ugly, unworthy, unloving, having a positive self-image. If not, you will portray false belief, untrue statements about yourself. These poor images can be detrimental to your health, to your happiness, your joy, and often lead to destruction, deterioration, disintegration, disease, decay, and soon death. Have a positive self-image. If not, you will portray false beliefs, untrue statements about yourself. Thinking negative thoughts or having negative self-image for too long can become a disorder where you require professional help to get out from this situation. This disorder can lead to an identity disturbance where your self-image instability leads to stagnation in self-development, unstable career plans and goals and aspirations. Or it may lead to strong feelings of anxiety, worry, depression, stress, self-destruction, behaviors, drug abuse, risky sex, reckless driving, hostility, isolation, boredom, and emptiness. All this negative self-image about yourself can lead to poor perception of yourselves and countless suffering in our lives. Also, the same negative thinking when you are obsessed with your self-image can lead to overweight, depress, and become angrier, overeating, anxiety, and other defects. I say change your self-image to be positive, a positive view about yourself. Do this every day, maybe as part of meditation. Again, this comes from Maxwell Waltz, the book of Psycho-Cybernetics. He says, set aside a period of 30 minutes each day when you can be alone and undisturbed. Relax, take a deep breath in and out very slowly, like you're going to start a meditation. Make yourself comfortable as much as possible. Close your eyes and exercise your imagination. Work with the quantum field. For example, seeing yourself as attractive and desirable person, having a self-image of yourself as smart or intelligent person, seeing yourself as happy, healthy person when you look in the mirror, believing that you are going somewhere, fulfilling your dreams, looking at yourself in the mirror and say, I like myself, I love myself. Be thankful for everything in your life. Be grateful for everything in your life. Be loving and kind to others and yourself. Cultivate a healthy body, mind, and spirit. Be patient with yourself and others. I thank you for listening to Selfless Consciousness. Your host, Jeff Lostry. See you next time.